transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, welcome, welcome, welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Yeah. The ACMs were announced yesterday. I just want to go through one category real quick and address something. Entertainer of the Year, the category, the nominees are Jason Aldean, Garth Brooks, Luke Bryan, Chris Stapleton, and Keith Urban. And I don't think there's anyone you would look at and go, they don't deserve to be there. And I don't know anyone on the radio that's a bigger champion of women in country music and the developing them. And so a lot of people were like, where are all the women? And so that's really not a battle. And people wanted me to talk about it today. That's not a battle that I'm even interested in getting into because I'm not trying to change today. I'm trying to change 2 years from now. I'm trying to set the new culture of let's give everybody with good songs a shot early. Let's develop new female artists because you probably could have put Miranda in that list, but there's not anybody you would take out. And so does what I'm saying make sense, Amy, at all?
Yeah, makes sense.
I definitely would have liked to have seen a female in there, but to stick one in just for the sake of sticking one in isn't even fair to females. I don't know anyone who wants to be put in a category just because there just aren't enough of them. Mm-hmm. I do think Miranda could have fit in that, and you couldn't have argued it. But you also can't argue against any of these. But my whole fight, because I was being asked by everyone to comment on this today, was I'm not trying to change today. I'm trying to change tomorrow. And so that's the deal with all the new artists. Is that let's develop these females early, you know, get these deals going, develop them with their first singles, and then they turn into stars. Because though you look over the female vocalists, and it's a very strong category this year, when in other years it hasn't been, when they've had to put people in it that haven't had any recent hits. But you look at female vocalists this year, Kelsey, Miranda, Maren Morris, Carrie Underwood, and then Reba, who had a big Christian hit, but at least there are four people with songs on the radio currently. Now, I think Reba deserves it too, but you know, we're not playing any new Reba stuff right now. But the female vocalist category, it's getting stronger. It is. So again, everybody wants me to talk about females and I'm a big fan of developing them. I'm just not trying to change today. And I'm not arguing with the ACMs at all because I don't think that if, you know, who votes on this too, not a group of a few people, like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people.
Yeah.
Males and females.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm done talking about that, but that's what I'm going to say, and I'm not going to talk about it anymore. But I have no problem with the entertainer. They all deserve to be on the list. I could have seen Miranda on there, but what I'm seeing, though, is a lot more females on the 40s, 30s part of the chart, which is great for the future of country music. That's where the future is. So I'm done. Anybody have anything to say about that?
And no? Scene.
Thank you. By the way, did you see Chris Jansen tweet at Dan of Dan and Shay?
Okay, I don't know exactly what was going down, so I need you to break it down for me.
It said, Amy, I don't either, but these are two buddies of mine. It said, word gets around. If you got any beep to talk, talk it to my face. Word travels fast.
Whoa.
What?
And he put the tweet up, and then he pulled it down. I didn't even text either one of them. I was like, oh. It's like watching Mommy and Daddy fight a little bit.
So who said who to what?
Yeah.
Or who
Eddie,
said what
know.
To who?
I just saw the tweet from Jansen to Dan from Dan and Shay.
Wow.
I mean, I don't picture Dan saying anything about Chris or vice versa. Or like, what?
I don't know. I just don't know. So I just want it to be known that I saw the tweet.
I see Dan at the gym sometimes. I'll ask him.
I definitely won't want to fight him.
Maybe I'll ask him.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
That's it. We're good.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Ranchers north of Tulsa spotted a bald eagle covered with ice after an ice storm. And the eagle was struggling to fly because he was covered in ice.
Oh, he couldn't move.
So the game warden named Spencer Grace, he got the call. He went, found the bird. He caught the bird. He put him in his truck, warmed up the bird. After 45 minutes, the game warden released the bald eagle, flew away.
Wow.
But he found him. He just put him under the old heater.
That's crazy.
He hit the defroster in the truck, and the eagle warmed up.
You better have videoed that.
Yeah, he got his Insta story out.
I mean, have you ever seen a bald eagle?
Maybe not up close, unless it's been at somewhere where they were holding one to look at. I've never seen one
in
the wild.
Like a baseball game, we saw one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. I've seen one just in Colorado in the wild.
Yeah.
While I was in a kayak with my husband.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
I think I've seen one at Auburn games when they go, War Eagle. And it flies down on the guy's hand. Yeah. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in weather news in the Northeast, a nor'easter. Heavy rain, wind, and snow, so watch out this weekend. In California, officials are racing to evacuate residents. There could be mudslides from all the rain, so definitely pay attention to the evacuation orders. And finally, tickets go on sale today at noon Central Time to the iHeart Country Fest presented by AT&T. Just go to texasboxoffice.com. The festival is in May.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
So I'm real particular about cleaning and cleaning myself, and I got into the Q-tips, and I start sticking it in my ear, and then I stick it in my ear canal, which I know I shouldn't. But how else does your ear canal get clean? On the box of the Q-tip, it says don't stick it in your ear hole. But why do they design it to go right into your ear hole?
It says that? Not
oh, yeah.
I've always put the Q-tip in my ear. Like
No, you're not supposed to, but they're designed to.
See, the other day I was giving my kids a bath, and I was like, when's the last time you cleaned your ears? And my son was like, never. Like, I don't clean my ears. And I was like, what? And I got after him. I started like putting the Q-tip in. My wife's like, no, don't do that. Like, last time we were at the doctor said, I've sent my college because of my kids to college because of Q-tips, because parents always put Q-tips in their kids' ears and ruin them.
Mm-hmm.
They rupture their eardrum?
Yeah, I had no idea. I was about to stick the Q-tip in my kids' ears because they said they'd never clean their ears.
Amy?
I definitely heard that before. I think even my husband's nephew had that issue. But
what?
Yeah, but I have to admit, I cleaned my kid's ears out the other day.
See?
But I love the feeling of it. Like,
yeah, the deeper the better, too.
No, I don't go too deep.
I do.
Because I am aware that this is an issue. But if you just approach it delicately, I think you're okay.
Lunchbox, what do you do?
There's water in the shower that gets in there. The soap from the, like when you wash your hair.
Yeah.
The shampoo runs in there. And then you just, when you're drying, you just kind of dig the towel in there.
Yeah.
By the way, can I say that someone on the show saw Lunchbox in the bathroom, use the bathroom, and walk out without washing his hands?
Oh, he does it all the time.
I mean, who hadn't seen me do that?
Oh, okay. Never mind. So that's not a story?
No, that's not a story. I mean, print t-shirts because I don't wash my hands. It's good.
Oh, well, I guess we can wrap it up on that. I just kind of thought that was disgusting. And it's the flu season.
Oh.
So that alone should be washing your hands.
Yeah,
guys,
wash your hands.
My stuff doesn't have the flu.
I don't know.
Okay.
That's not word around the street.
This is a Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Time for your positivity around the room. Everybody here? Amy here?
Here.
Lunchbox?
Check.
Bobby here. That's me. Tell me something good. Let's go.
Tell me something good.
Amy, go ahead.
So in elementary school in Texas, they picked happiness as this year's campus theme. So a group of parents decided to bring some cheer straight to the students and their bathrooms, and they painted messages of joy and kindness all over the bathroom stalls.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm sure they had permission from the school to do so. Yeah. But I mean, yeah, when you go in the bathroom, just being able to see some encouragement.
Anywhere.
Pretty awesome.
You go anywhere and see positivity, it does create positivity.
I agree.
Lunchbox, you are up.
There's this couple in Greece, New York. They've lived in the same house for 50 years. Well, they're getting kind of old, can't really do the yard work, and for the first time ever, they got a letter from the homeowners association saying, fine, your yard's not up to date.
Oh, no.
So the local cross-country team from the high school down the road came down, psh, 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 snipped up little trees, raked the leaves, cleaned up the snow, boom, yard looks good now, no more fines for them. Cross-country cool. People, they're just, if you're on the cross-country team, you have a good heart and you're a good human.
He ran cross-country?
Yes.
Did everybody at your school think you were the man because you're like big
absolutely.
Athlete?
Absolutely.
That was the big athlete at your school, the cross-country?
Cross-country, that was the one that got the most respect. We got the biggest locker, best parking spot, everything.
Not the quarterback?
Nope.
They didn't care?
Nah, quarterback, we didn't win a game. We went 0-12. So cross-country.
Really?
Yeah, we were.
So with cross-country, though, which position was the most touted? Like what race? What
the
distance?
The 2 mile.
No, no, cross country is one race. It's 5K.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, 3.1 miles. Track is the one where it's different. 2 mile, 1 mile, 100-yard dash.
And all the ladies, they'd be like, I want cross country more than the basketball player or football player.
They say, look at those shorts. I want...
The cheerleaders would come out to the meets?
Absolutely.
Yeah, cheerleaders do your cross country meets? Are you lying?
Yep.
Okay. When 8-year-old Evelyn Green of Rochester, New York was planning a birthday party, she said to the guests she didn't want any gifts. Instead, she asked everyone, remember, she's 8, to donate money to Reach Home, a local homeless shelter. They raised $1,000 because his 8-year-old said, I don't want any money.
Wow.
So there it is. I don't know, these kids. One, that's some great parenting.
I know.
To make to raise a kid that wants it. And two, when I don't want toys. Listen, I want toys right now. What am I, who am I kidding? Like, I'll take toys. That's awesome. Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show. This guy in New Jersey, he wakes up in the back of an Uber that took him 300 miles because he'd been drinking all day. And he doesn't remember ordering it.
Oh, no.
So the bill was $1,600. Because, again, he gets in. He'd been drinking. And all of a sudden, he falls asleep and wakes up. And they're 300 miles down the road. Now he owes $1,600. What do you do if you're him?
Man, you say, Uber driver, hello.
But do you?
I mean, it's your fault.
What if you really typed it? Yes, it's right.
I know. It's your fault. But I feel like as an Uber driver, you'd be like, dude. Are you sure? This is what you want to do.
But you have to ask that way after the fact and way after he had already driven there.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So he's disputing the charge, although he did give him 5 stars. I saw that this morning. And I'm in Vegas this morning, and I was reading this story that happened here in Vegas. And so there was a story where the Metro Police said they're looking for a man who stole cigarettes from a store and then fought with the clerk. Can you imagine? You're just at work in the gas station, and some guy stole cigarettes and then starts to punch you in the face. Like, I'm just thinking, if I'm going to rob somebody, I'm going to steal more than just cigarettes, right?
Well, I mean, I guess it just depends. That's clearly what he wanted.
I know, but grab some Funyuns or something. If you're going to get physical.
Cheetos.
Yeah.
I guess to access it, sometimes the cigarettes are kept behind. I don't know if state by state it's different.
You know what?
But he maybe had to punch him in the face to get to the cigarettes.
To get to them. Oh. Yeah, I walked into, because again, I'm in Vegas, and I walk into the studio, and that was a big story that was up. The suspect, I guess, during the fight, sprayed the clerk in the face with an aerosol can.
Oh.
And then started punching him and then stole cigarettes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right about that, Ann.
Yeah. You know, and that nicotine, it'll make you do crazy things, I guess. My grandma one time got so mad. I remember I got grounded for hiding her cigarettes once because as a granddaughter, I wanted my grandma to quit smoking so bad. And I hid them, and the rage I saw in her was, I mean, when she was ready for a cigarette and that was her only pack, like, it wasn't no joke. I was like, here they are.
Did she spray you in the face with an aerosol can and punch you?
No, my grandma was really sweet. That's what I'm just saying. It turned her into a personality that wasn't really her, you know?
They put the ACM nominations out yesterday in the Vocal Duo of the Year category. I'm going to read you Brothers Osborne, who will probably win. Dan and Shay, Florida Georgia Line. I was happy to see Lo Cash make the nominations. And also in the Vocal Duo of the Year, Tim and Faith. How do you feel about that, Amy?
I mean, they have that song together, but are they technically...
They have a whole record together.
Oh, the record. So that officially makes them a duo.
I guess so.
Yeah, because I mean, I don't know what they could... Did they consider themselves a duo? Because my thoughts on it are like, did they feel right being in that category?
I know. Because one group definitely got left out, and I feel like Tim and Faith took their spot, and I feel bad for the group that got left out.
Yeah, so it's like any two people that put out a record together, are they automatically a duo? I don't know. I mean, nothing. I love Tim and Faith. This is just a question.
Well, my feelings were really hurt for the group that got left out, and so...
Yeah.
Do you want to ask me who that group is? If I'm trying to lead you to.
Well, I didn't know if you wanted to say. Tell us who you feel bad about.
The Raging Idiots.
Oh, I was wondering what you were saying.
I know. I was
say.
Like, maybe he doesn't want to say, or like, would he want to out a
That's
group?
Us. Eddie and I have a group. And listen, Amy, you can laugh all you want. We had a number one comedy song, and it would have been a top 30 country song. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. And we'd probably be nominated once for Tim and Faith.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Tim and Faith took our nomination.
Yeah!
Okay. You're probably right.
Nah, they're good, though. The Bobby Bones Show. Nominations for Song of the Year, because yesterday they announced the ACMs. Song of the Year, your options are Body Like a Back Road from Sam Hunt. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my Okay. Female from Keith Urban.
Sister, shoulder, daughter, lover, healer, broken halo, mother nature, fire, suit of armor, soul survivor, holy water,
keep her, keep her. Tin Man from Miranda Lambert.
Hey there, Mr. Tin Man.
Finally, Whiskey and You from Chris Stapleton.
One's a devil, one keeps driving me insane. At times I wonder if they ain't both the same. One's a liar that helps hide me from my pain, and one's a long gone bitter truth. That's the difference between whiskey and you.
So those are your four options. Amy, pick your winner. Go ahead.
Oh, man. Chris Stapleton.
Yeah, I think Body Like a Back Road needs to win. That's the biggest song in our format's history, yeah. And it's won nothing. Like, if...
But you think... I know it's won nothing. So do you think that this is the time it's going to win?
I do, yeah.
Okay. So people are going to show it. Respect.
They have to. They've so disrespected Sam Hunt because he's different. There's a massive disrespect. Body Like a Back Road has to win one of the big awards. It's the biggest song ever digitally. Billboard chart. The whole thing. And listen, I love the Chris Stapleton song. It wasn't a single. My buddy wrote that song with Chris Stapleton. Him. So, but I still think it's Body Like a Back Road. Tin Man's good. That's it. I don't think female wins. But it's a strong, powerful song.
It's so good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Minnesota. A nanny has been fired after she was busted on the nanny cam drinking the breast milk.
Oh.
What?
Oh, whoa.
Why?
Wait, first of all, gross. It's not even yours and you're an adult. But secondly.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Are you thirsty?
Or.
The mother.
And why fire her? Also, like, is that what a fireball offense? There's a. Go ahead.
Because the mom would, you know, pump and dump.
No, I understand.
Leave it in the fridge.
Yeah.
And there would be none left at the end of the day. There were supposed to be extra bottles.
That's fireable. That's eating the baby's food.
Yeah, okay, but what if the baby's full?
No, but it's a lot to pump that out and get it into the bottles and in the fridge to feed the baby later, and she's eating it.
But why is she drinking it? What, is she hungry?
She doesn't say why she...
It's her thing. It's her thing.
I don't know about this one. Like, that's a... maybe she's just hungry.
Well, that would be sad.
But then you can eat the other food in the fridge.
Yeah, there's other food in the fridge.
Yeah. That's a weird one. That's the weirdest one of all time, I think.
And breast milk, I don't know. Does it taste good? Is it sweet?
I don't know.
I've never had it.
Well, we've all had it.
If one of us naturally goes, oh, let me tell you, it's amazing. Like, I subscribe.
That's a good choice. She's throwing it out
then
there.
Then we would know who
it's
dabbles.
It's like La Tote, where it comes every month. You get different breast milk from someone.
Yeah, you know? Different countries taste different.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Bobby Bones.
If you're new to the show, Amy, my co-host, who's here, has two kids. She adopted them from Haiti. One's 10, one's 7. Her daughter's the older. She's 10. And your daughter's been talking in her sleep, right?
Yes. In English.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. I feel like that just means the English is really starting to come out. And school is helping them really... I know that she knew English when she got here. I knew she was holding back. But now I can see she's getting more comfortable with it, even in her sleep.
Wow. So how's your son doing? Because... he wasn't as advanced as she was in English.
Right. Totally not. But he's doing better. Communication with him has gotten a lot easier. He's not speaking it as much, but he understands me more. And then he can look at me and say, Mom, I don't know what that means, or I don't know what you're saying. And then I have to figure out a different way to explain it to him. But that's progress.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
I know. It's like watching their little brains grow.
Are you learning like hand signals? Like, how do you talk whenever you can't fully say a word?
No hand. Maybe I'll go point to something or find a different way to explain it. But if not, if it's just too difficult, it's probably just not something he's going to grasp quite yet. So we just move on.
Do you ever tell your daughter to translate it to your son?
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, daughter. She's really good at it, too. And now, they used to just talk to each other in Creole sometimes if they wanted to talk behind our backs. But I really think she's loving that she can communicate with us now. And so sometimes he'll try to get all sassy and say something to us in Creole. And she used to not rat him out. And now she'll say, Mom, Mom, he just said he wants to go to you. And I'm like, oh, really?
Wait, what does he say? What does mean? Like, what are the things he says?
Well, I mean, one time he said he's going to take my husband's belt off him and spank him.
Oh. You say, no, that's for mommy.
Yeah, or I can't think of other, that's one example that stands out right now.
Yeah.
Other stuff involving farts, I'm sure.
Oh, I go to Amy's house, all our son wants to do is ask me if I farted.
Uh-huh.
You fought? You fought.
It is all we talk about. But my husband has taught my son to excuse himself from the room, go to the restroom, and fart,
really?
And then come back. And
wow, yeah, I've never done that. Yeah. And I have two boys.
It's actually pretty awesome because, let me tell you, it's so bad when it goes down. And but now I've started to see my son disappear for a second, and then he'll return. And I said, where did you go? He said, I went to the bathroom to fart.
So you're not laughing about it as much, because when you laugh about it, you're asking him to do it more.
I don't know. We still laugh about it a lot because they're just so cute about it.
How come you don't do that when Lunchbox does it?
Right.
Because it's just that cute. And he says fart. Like they say fuck.
Okay.
And it's like
I'll
so
fart
cute.
Too. It's no problem. The Bobby Bones
Show. Serena Williams, the tennis player, her husband put up all these billboards when she was driving into her tennis tournament. She saw greatest mother of all time. It said GMOAT and a picture of her and the baby. And that's romantic or not?
I think it's thoughtful, creative. The worst part I'm thinking about is what if she's driving in and she doesn't look up? Hey, turn around, go back.
What if she's driving in and she hates the picture?
Oh, well, I'm sure he got that approved by somebody.
Yeah. Well, it's her and her baby and their baby.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I thought it was cool, too. A lot of people were giving him a hard time because they said it was really cheesy.
Haters.
Yeah, haters, right?
Yeah, it's romantic.
And who cares if something's cheesy? As long as people are feeling love, who cares how you feel about it? It ain't hurting nobody.
Yeah.
That dude's got a lot of money, though, that Reddit guy. Mm. You know, no one reads the terms and conditions anymore. 98% of people, they just click agree without knowing what they're consenting to. And I'm part of that 98%. If I get on a website or I'm clicking on something, it's, do you agree, terms and conditions? I don't read it.
You know that I told you I went into that walk-in chiropractor or whatever. There was a guy in there filling out paperwork before me. But I was so fast with my paperwork because I didn't read any of the terms and conditions. I just kept signing my name. And the guy looked up at me and he was like, I'm actually reading the paperwork. And I was like, sorry, I'm next. I just wanted my back popped.
I don't even really read stuff when I buy a house.
What? Well, yeah, that's what you're...
That's too long.
Other people read it for you. Like if you're getting a loan, the lender, they read it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't read anything.
Yeah.
So I have this. This is for album of the year. Tell me which one of these that you listen to the most. Okay, you have Little Big Town Breaker, The Breaker, John Party, California Sunrise, Chris Stapleton, From My Room, Volume 1, Old Dominion, Happy Endings, or Thomas Rhett, Life Changes?
Okay.
Which one?
Chris Stapleton.
Yeah, me too. Stapleton's going to win all the awards.
Yeah.
The only one he may not win is Entertainer of the Year. And all of those guys are deserving. But I can see Luke or Garth or Jason or Keith Urban. That's all of them. And Chris Stapleton, one of them winning.
Those are all the nominees.
That's a tough one. Yeah, that's a tough one to pick. Female Vocalist of the Year. You know, I think that Maren probably had the best year overall, but it's tough to unthrone someone. So Miranda will probably win it, but I think Maren has the best shot to knock her out. Other people up for it are Carrie Underwood. She didn't do a lot last year. She kind of retired halfway through the year. She was like, I'm done. I'm gonna check out for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Reba and Kelsey Ballerini. But I think Miranda probably wins, and Maren Morris Ooh, she could be the surpriser, though, of that category.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on that, Amy?
I think you're right. Maren and Miranda, they were both nominated for 4 awards.
Yeah, I saw that the big nominee leaders were Stapleton and Thomas Rhett. Mm-hmm. And I think Maren was in that mix, too.
Yeah. So Stapleton, 8. Thomas, 6. Maren, 4.
Stapleton, 8. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
No.
That guy just dominates. That's awesome. Man, good for him. Because ain't nobody hating on Stapleton because he's up for 8 awards, man.
Right? Do you ever hear anybody hating on him? No.
No, because here's one. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
And he spent all these years in town just writing songs for everybody. And not only that, he's not a guy that goes, I'm the way. He goes, you know what? I'm not the way. I do my music. I also write songs for other artists that do what's called pop country. So he's like, quit hating on pop country because I write those songs too. I just like Chris. I like what he stands for. I love his music. I like him as a person. He's been over at the house. He's been on our show. We have a whole library of him playing live in our studio because before he put out his records, we had him on the show all the time. So yeah, he's an easy one to root for. And because he's just so good too. So yeah, there's that. Everybody good?
Yeah, yeah. Doing good.
Yeah. Huh. Your day good yesterday, Amy?
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, because...
You sure?
Yes. Thursday leads to Friday.
Oh, I didn't think about that. That's a good point. Bobby
Bone Show. Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
So along with all the ACM nominations yesterday, Reba also announced that she's going to be the one hosting the ACM Awards. This is going to be her 15th time to do it, and they'll air live from Vegas on CBS April 15th.
Yeah, so she was the every-year host of the ACMs for many, many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Luke has done it before, and Luke can't do it now because Idol. He still may play. I don't know what's happening over there with that, with Luke and Idol, and that. But that's why he can't host. But Reba will be great.
Yeah.
I love it that it's Reba. It'll be fantastic. What else?
You got some movies out today. Red Sparrow, that's the one with Jennifer Lawrence, 52% positive on Rotten Tomatoes. It's a whole Russian intelligence type show, in case you're into that. And there's also Death Wish out in theaters today with Bruce Willis. Amy, that's your 30-second skinny.
By the way, let me say this. If you want to come out to a comedy show, do you know I'm just 2 weeks away from starting my comedy tour.
Yeah. Red Hoodie. Hit it up.
No, not hit it up. Like, it's coming quick. I guess it's not a big deal for you, but for me, it's coming really quick. So if you're in Colorado Springs, that's where I'm starting. There are only a few tickets left. Colorado Springs or Albuquerque or Tampa or even Wichita Falls, Texas. Tickets at BobbyBonesComedy.com.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
Bobby Bones Show. Come on, Bobby.
Man, hope your Friday is going good. Let's go over to Amy now for the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
Did you hear the joke about paper?
I did not.
It was terrible.
Terrible.
Got it.
Terrible.
Like paper.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. There it is.
Thank you.
There it is.
That was the Morning Corny.
Oh, yes. Time for another round of
Riddle Me This.
I will give you a children's riddle. If you get it, you stay, and if you miss it, you're gone.
Okay.
Oh.
It's a riddle for the kids.
We're doing it that way.
Should be easy.
It's called Riddle Me This. And whoever wins gets to do it in that voice, but you don't. If you don't win, it's a treat. Ready for question number one, Amy, in Riddle Me This?
Ready.
You can see me in water, but I never get wet.
Reflection.
Ooh, she came hard and fast with that one. That is correct.
Woo! Oh.
No, you didn't win.
Oh.
Don't you dare.
Oh, okay.
1 point. Lunchbox.
Yeah.
I'm the only organ to name myself. What am I?
You're the only organ.
I'm the only organ to name myself. What am I? Riddle me this.
Only organ to name myself. You're an instrument.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's the brain, because the brain actually names the things.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because that's what the brain does.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Eddie.
Yeah, come on.
These are kids' riddles.
Mm-hmm.
The more you take, the more you leave behind. What am I?
The more you take, the more you leave behind. That should be easy.
Yeah. The more you take, the more you leave behind.
You are your breath.
A breath. No, sorry.
That's so terrible.
It's a footsteps. The more footsteps. Let's go around the room one more time.
Okay.
Amy, ready?
Ready.
What has a head, a tail, is brown, and has no legs? Now, you have two kids now. You probably haven't asked some fun questions all the time. What has a head, a tail, is brown, and has no legs? I feel like the brown's a little misleading.
What? A head, a tail.
Oh.
Let's just say.
Oh, a penny!
That's right.
Yeah.
Wow. She got it even with the
wow.
controversial. I would have said, you know, it's kind of copper, right? Still got it. Lunchbox, what's easy to get into but hard to get out of?
Easy to get into but hard to get out of.
That's right. Riddle me this.
Easy to get into. Easy to get into, hard to get out.
Eddie, do you know what?
Yeah, I got it.
What is it?
Trouble.
That's correct.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Can I answer?
Yeah, no. Whoa.
What? It's over. It's been wrong anyway. What has six faces but does not wear makeup? It also has 21 eyes but cannot see.
Six faces, no makeup.
Amy's already won the game anyway. We're six just faces. Asking questions at this point.
Six faces, no makeup. 21 eyes.
21
eyes.
Oh.
A bug. A mosquito.
Oh, a deck of cards?
No, a dice.
A dice.
Oh. Six faces but no makeup.
Oh my goodness.
Our big winner is Amy. Going 2 for 2. Now, I will turn it down. You should.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
And... There's your winner. Nice work, Amy. You want one for the win?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
What has teeth but cannot chew?
Hold, please. Teeth but cannot chew.
What has teeth but cannot chew?
I know this. Hold on.
It is a comb.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. But I'm winner, Amy.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I want to give a big shout out to everybody in Las Vegas because I'm working in the Las Vegas studios this morning at our station 95.5 The Bull. And everybody's so nice here, and I was in Denver yesterday, everybody was so nice there, and so I go out to California this weekend to tape, the last time that I'm taping with American Idol,
mm-hmm.
so I guess I've done like 8 days of taping total, and so, yeah, I'm pretty worn down from traveling a bit, but I feel good, but we were in Denver, and we went to this place where they do the IVs inside of you.
Yeah.
I didn't think much of it. I'd never done that before. But one of my friends says, hey, my buddy owns it. And basically, it's just vitamins and hydration. And I said, cool, because that elevation was crushing me.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting a headache, and my heart was beating a little fast.
Yes.
I thought I was having a little heart attack.
You just got a little pick-me-up.
So we had time to kill, so I just went. I was like, this would be cool. And it was really cool. I take vitamins in my mouth. What's the difference?
Yeah, it's
but
just
man,
through
people,
IV.
They lit me up on Instagram.
Why?
Are you ready?
Ready.
Joel writes, are you kidding me? You look ridiculous. Amy writes, not you, a different one. This is ridiculous. I work in EMS. We have to scrape to get IV fluids. Here's my question about that. What am I supposed to do? Go, I will not do this, and I will take them and drive them over to somewhere. I didn't know.
Yeah, no, I don't get that.
Yvonne writes, a healthy person would be able to handle the altitude. You need to listen to your body better.
Okay.
Jesse writes, fluids are on a national back order. Please tell me that that's not in the bag. I didn't know I was doing something so controversial. You'll see on my Instagram.
Oh, okay. I'll have to go check it out because I didn't know this was a thing either. I mean, those types of services are popping up more and more all over the place.
And let me say, I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
So, shout out for that. So, yeah, it's called Onus IV in Denver, O-N-U-S. So, I want to give them a shout out. I loved it. Felt pretty good. I'm not going to lie to you. I felt hydrated, and I was dry up there. So that, and then I posted a picture of our very first picture when we moved to Nashville 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, we did not look, you looked good. You're the one that lasted, Amy. You looked good when you got here. You still look great. All us dudes, we look like turds when we got to Nashville.
Oh, pretty bad.
No, y'all that doesn't look bad.
I mean, I'm probably 10 pounds heavier. Lunch is probably 30 pounds heavier.
30?
Look at the picture on my Instagram.
Have you not seen the picture, Amy?
I've seen the picture, but 30's a lot.
It looks like I drank a whole cup of salt before I took that picture.
So,
y'all lost weight. I've gained weight.
No. You look great. You're the same perfect little princess as always.
No, stop.
But that's up, and I wrote a big, long note thanking all of our listeners that had just been awesome through the whole process. We're not officially celebrating it yet, though. We wanted to do like a show on the air. That was You can see that up there. Also, this teapot that the guy bought for $20 in South Carolina apparently ended up being a Revolutionary War teapot. Sold it for $806,000 after
Whoa.
It.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I
how about
mean,
that?
When people stumble across stuff like that, it's amazing.
An Eagle Eye Antiques enthusiast bought the teapot. And saw it was a, again, it was bought for $20 by a bargain hunter and sold it for $806,000. That is crazy. Had no idea the value, obviously, when the first person bought it.
Obviously. And that person that sold it for $20, man.
They missed out.
Yeah. That's the person.
Oh, I didn't think about
yeah.
that.
That's the person that I'm like, dang. Well, I hope they just stay away from the news, you know, till this dies down, because that hurts.
There was another story where 31 refinery workers won $60 million in the jackpot, the lottery. So it's the biggest award ever in this type of lottery. They've been buying lottery tickets for years. They all throw in $5, and they bought $155 worth of tickets. And so they hit for $60 million. They'll each get close to $2 million wow. each. Within the group, there's a father, son, and identical twin brothers.
Wow. Whoa. So baller that family.
That family's value just yeah. went up big time. There's a town in California that's banning all people from using cell phones and listening to music while crossing the street. And if you're doing that, they're going to fine you $100. And I'm going to say this. I love it. I don't really think listening to music is as big a factor. But you're looking at your phone crossing the street. You're not just being an idiot for you. You may walk out and a car could hit you and you could hurt the person that's driving the car.
Right.
So I'm all for when you cross the street having to look up. You're walking across the street, for Pete's sake. So for Pete's sake and for mine, I'm glad they're doing this.
Me yeah. too.
Does anybody even say for Pete's sake anymore?
Not just you.
Haven't heard of that in a while.
I'm trying to think if I've heard it recently. Nope.
But I do think that's going to be a thing in the next 5 years where they're going to start finding people all the different cities if you're walking across the street on your cell phone.
Yeah.
Because they're doing it in the cars.
We're going to be able to tell our kids or our grandkids one day, yeah, that used to be legal. We used to be able to do that.
They're going to put streetlights on corners on the ground because where people are looking at their phones, they're eventually going to have to do that. Like the walk and don't walk.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
That makes sense, yeah. That way we just don't have to ever look up. It'd be amazing. Yeah. You don't have to make eye contact with anybody.
All of our heads and our necks are just going to be totally...
Yeah.
If you're 16 now, you have no chance of not having a hunchback by the time you're 60.
Yeah, that tech's neck is real.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
Lunchbox is fascinated with money, so I go to you, Lunchbox. They did a survey and they talked to 2 million people. What do you think the sweet spot for happiness was financially?
Ooh, probably six figures. So $100,000 for one person. So yeah, I'd say $100,000.
Okay, so a survey of about 2 million people found that the sweet spot for happiness is in between $60,000 and $75,000 a year.
Man, those people are cheap.
They also saw that after you made $95,000, your satisfaction and well-being went down.
Stop. Stop. If you made $1 million, if you gave these people $1 million a year, their satisfaction level would go way up. I promise.
Okay.
Stop. They just lie to that because they want to sound good on a survey. They don't want to admit the truth. They're scared to say it because they don't want to sound greedy. Give them $1 million and they're woohoo!
But you have so many rich people that say like they're not any happier.
Show me them.
So listen, okay. Here's the reason the story exists and why they say over 95,000. Because once you start to make into the hundreds of thousands, you start to, according to this, go, how do I make more? How do I make more? You're not happy with what you're doing. You just want to make more. You just are fascinated with compounding. You know, what do I need to do with it? It's almost more money, more problems.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I see what you're saying. Because if the satisfaction level is the same at 90,000, I was going to tell you guys, so why don't Luke Bryan and these guys just, you know, make 90,000 a year and go home? Because they're just so satisfied. No chance. Give me the millions.
I don't know the answer to your question.
I don't know that this is really regarding Luke Bryan and them.
Yeah, I don't know that Luke even took the survey. Maybe there's not one of the surveys that made Luke Bryan money.
It's a lot of money, and he's very happy with that.
Well, one guy, because he gets to make a living singing and dancing.
That's what it is, too, Amy. You nailed it right there.
Thank you.
I bet you, if you told him 15 years ago he was going to make 60 grand and he was going to sing for his career, he'd be like, I'll take it. I'm Luke Bryan. I love that idea. The fact that he makes millions is just cherry on top.
you guys live in an alternate reality, because that's not true. If you told him that, he'd be done with singing a long time ago.
Do you know there's so many singers out there still pursuing it that don't even make that?
Oh, Amy Most.
I know. I mean, I'm looking at Lunchbox being like, he thinks that if you sing, you make.
And they would be a lot more satisfied if they made more money.
Okay.
Okay.
No, well, I'm glad we can talk about this. Thank you for participating in the survey. Lunchbox, how much money do you want to make to be happy? Answer the question, please. Go ahead.
$1 million.
$1 million. There he is. We'll see you later, everybody.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Stephanie in Ohio. Good morning.
Hi, Bobby. What? I was just calling to see how Dusty was doing.
Oh, Dusty's my dog. He's 14 and a half years old. He was diagnosed with blood cancer about 6 months ago and then gave him about 6 months to live. I think he's just moving along. I mean, I don't expect him to be around for a terribly lot longer, but things are good right now. He is acting really healthy. It's one of those times where I wish I could talk to a dog to go, how are you really feeling? Mm-hmm. But he did slam into the stairs yesterday. He was trying to run up the stairs and he didn't get his feet up in time and just went head first right into the stair. It wasn't a pretty experience. And he started going with his mouth. But I think that's just him being older and clumsy. But I think he's acting and feels healthy as could be. So
Wonderful. I follow you guys on Instagram, so I'm always checking in to see how you guys are doing.
Let me ask you a question, Stephanie. Do you mind?
No, not at all.
Do you get tired of my dog pictures on Instagram?
Never, not one bit.
Because really, that's about the only thing I have going for me in my life, like on a connection, a personal level. And I'm proud of that dog. So I post pictures all the time. But I wonder, do people go, stop posting your dog, Bobby?
I am the same way. So people probably feel the same way about me, but I love it. So I know a bunch of people out there love Dusty and keep doing what you're doing.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for the call. I appreciate that. Thanks for asking about my dog. It's very kind of you. Thanks, everybody, for sending me tweets and Instagrams. It's very kind of you guys to care about that.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
Our phone screener, Hillary, was guilted into reading my book, Bare Bones. I didn't guilt her. I had no problem with her not reading the book. But Amy was like, I can't believe you didn't read the book.
Mm-hmm. Well, I really couldn't. There's so much to learn about the show in there and Bobby as a person. And when you're working for someone and they have a book, like, read it.
Man. So Hillary's in here now. Hillary, you finished the book.
I finished. I felt so bad. So I went home immediately and I started reading it.
Yeah?
Okay. I finished it.
So your thoughts on the book, first of all.
I really liked it. I already respected you, but I gained even more respect for you after finishing it.
Okay. So tell me some things that you learned from reading Bare Bones, written by me, Bobby Bones. My first book. Go ahead.
I did not know Dusty was named after your general manager in Austin.
Yeah, when he didn't fire me. Because Lunchbox went and basically robbed a store on the air. He didn't, but they put us in jail. And by us, I mean Lunchbox. And when we got to keep our job, I named my dog after my general manager, Dusty, who kept me.
Probably totally should have been fired.
Oh, yeah. Should have been fired. So that's, what else did you learn?
How you got the name Bobby Bones. I didn't know that either.
It was forced on me.
Yeah, it was either Bobby Z or Bobby Bones,
that's
right?
That's right. And I hated them both. Still, if I could go back and change it, I would. If I could go to my real name right now, I would. I'm not even shy about putting my real name out there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But my real name is Bobby. But yes, I was told at 17, your name's either Bobby Bones or Bobby Z. And I thought, well, at least Bones kind of sounds like a pirate or a real person a bit. So that's what I went with. There you go, two. What else?
Your right eye doesn't work.
That is correct. All I can see out of my right eye is a little bit of light and blur shapes. And I had to wear a patch as a kid. And I got beat up. So I stopped wearing a patch. And so the eye still doesn't work. That's correct. Anything else, Hillary?
Yes. I didn't know how smart you were. I knew you were a smart person, but you would buy encyclopedias and read them as a kid, and you were captain of a quiz bowl team.
I would save my money and buy a new letter until I got them all, and then they were out of date, basically, when I finally filled it up. But yeah, when I was in 7th grade, I was captain of the 12th grade quiz bowl team. And let me tell you how many chicks I got me. None. Zero. So, yes. Anything else?
I do have a question. I learned how you met Lunchbox and Amy, but how did you meet Eddie?
It's in there.
Is it in there?
It should be in there. If not, rewrite the book.
Oh, no.
I didn't see it.
Do an amendment.
So, I don't know if it's in there.
Amy and I first met at a restaurant. Lunchbox and I met. He was a delivery driver for Jason's Deli when we met. Eddie was working in television, and I got a job doing TV. I was probably 24, 25.
Yeah, we were youngins.
Yeah. And I didn't know Eddie. Eddie was just a producer. And they assigned us together to do this music TV show. And so every day I went in and we went to work. And then we just got along, and then we were friends for 10 years before you came over here, basically.
Yeah.
So Eddie was just my randomly selected TV producer, and we were friends forever. And he worked in news and worked, and that's what he did his whole life. And so that was
never
it.
Never knew that.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
We just became friends doing something else, and then he came over. I remember offering him the job. We were playing golf. I said, hey, dude, do you want to move and just edit for the show? And
my wife's pregnant
with
Junior at that time.
There's no guarantee we're going to make it. Mm-hmm. Actually, probably won't.
Yeah, you're like, it's a big risk. And I'm like, all right, my wife's pregnant. I got no money. Let's do it.
So then we all moved to Beverly, as they say.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you,
good
Hillary.
Times. I really liked the book, though. It was really good.
Thank you very much. That I wrote the book, what, 2 years ago?
Has it already been 2 years?
Yeah, my new one comes out in June. I've been working on that one for six, seven months. So there you go.
So we'll have another one to read, Hillary.
No, we won't.
I'll read it.
No,
I'll read it. Bobby
Bones. So I'll play you the catchphrase from a TV character. You have to name the TV show.
Okay.
Easy enough. Amy, I'll let you go first. And again, this is audio of the character saying it. All I need is the TV show. You ready?
Ready.
Catchphrase number one.
Holy crap.
Holy crap.
Holy crap.
I have no idea. I have zero. I don't know.
That's Everybody Loves Raymond. That's the grandpa, his dad.
Okay, now that you say that, sounds really obvious to me, but I would have never guessed it.
Lunchbox, ready?
Yeah.
Number two.
Hey.
Hey. What's that TV show? Hey.
What?
One of the most famous catchphrases of all time in all television. Hey.
Go ahead and play it again.
Hey.
Oh. That's the one with the Fonzarelli. What is it called? Happy Days? Oh!
It's the Fonz. Oh! Yes. Arthur Fonzarelli.
Hey.
Woo! Eddie, ready?
Yeah.
What TV show is this from?
That's what she said.
That's The Office.
That's correct.
That's what she said.
Oh, Michael Scott. I love that. He's so funny.
Amy.
Yeah.
What TV show is this from?
Oh, my God. They killed Kenny.
SpongeBob?
Oh.
SpongeBob. No. South Park.
Amy.
Oh, I don't know South Park. I never watch it. Oh. I just sounded like a cartoon.
Okay.
Good context clues.
Thank you.
But you didn't get it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying.
At least I got it. It was a cartoon.
Lunchbox. Ready?
What you talking about, Willis?
Oh.
What?
What you talking about, Willis?
Oh, I okay. Different strokes.
Wow.
Yeah! That nailed it.
Eddie.
Okay, come on.
Yeah, we're going old.
Ready?
Yeah. Oh, Full House. That's
how
little
rude.
Michelle.
How rude.
No, it's not Michelle.
Stephanie. Yes.
But you got it. What's the score?
How rude.
We both have two. Eddie and I. Amy has zero.
Oh, Amy, I'm going to go ahead and limit you from the game.
Oh, man.
I know. I'm going to limit you early. So
sorry,
you
Amy.
Get a winner over here.
All right.
Lunchbox, ready?
Yeah.
I pity the fool.
I pity the fool.
I pity the fool.
Oh, it's Mr. T. But what show is it? Is it just called Mr. T? I'm going to go Mr. T.
The A Team.
Guys, can we get one for this century for me?
Yeah, that's true.
Eddie, are you ready?
Yeah.
Century. Dynamite!
Yeah!
This is older than the A-Team.
That is really old. That's a JJ.
Dynamite!
Good Times! Good times
is correct!
Woo!
That was from the 70s.
Dude, that's a good show. Temporary layoffs.
Lunchbox, you ready?
Yeah, that was when Eddie was in high school.
No, it's not true.
Here we go.
Hello, Newman.
Oh, that's Seinfeld.
There you go. Eddie?
Come on.
Eat my shorts.
Oh, Simpsons.
Lunchbox.
Yeah. I say good day.
Oh, that's that 70s show. That's Fez.
Eddie.
Come on.
Marsha.
Brady Bunch. Dude, how many more you got?
None.
No! No, I can't tie him.
Come okay. on, one more.
You come up with one.
I'll come up with one, okay. And you have to just buzz in your name.
Okay.
Do you know one?
Yeah.
Go ahead, do it.
Did I do that?
Eddie. Lunchbox.
Eddie.
Family Matters.
Correct, winner. There it is.
Sit down, Lunchbox.
Eddie wins. Nice work, buddy.
Yeah,
cut it off.
Hanging out with the Bobby Bones Show.
Man, got a lot of feedback yesterday. We were talking about Bumble, that app, and I asked if I'm too old to be on Bumble because I'm 37.
Yeah.
And then we went through the whole thing, what's my dating age range? Because I have to be honest with you, I haven't been on one date. I haven't even flirted one time in 6 months. Nothing.
Not even a flirt. A little tiny flirt.
Amy, not that. I'm on a dry spell.
Okay.
And a self-imposed one. I don't feel like I have to get back in the game.
Well, I know. Obviously, I mean, you could flirt if you wanted to, but you're not.
There are no laws against flirting. I looked. So, yeah, we were talking about that yesterday. And so everybody kept saying that old rule of divide your age in half and then add 7.
Yeah.
So apparently, do that math on a calculator, Eddie.
Okay, let me pull it up.
So I'm 37.
37.
Divided by 2.
Divided by 2.
That would be 18 and a half.
Okay, and do I add something? Because that's
7.
Not good.
Add 7.
Okay.
Now add 7.
All right, that's 25 and a half.
So, Amy, I said I can start at 26, but the rule says I can start at 25 and a half.
I mean, do what you got to do. I mean,
no, you're giving me a hard time yesterday, and that's the rule. Divide by 2, add 7.
Yeah. Okay. Are we taking into account that your birthday is coming up?
Uh-oh.
We're not there yet, though.
Basically.
You might have to take that half away now.
Yeah.
Well, listen, when I turn, on April 2nd, yeah, when I turn 38, I will then be able to date 26-year-olds.
There
until
you
then,
go.
I can rock the 25-and-a-half-year-old market.
Get it. You got 1 month to flirt with the 25-and-a-half-year-olds.
But they're gonna get older too, Amy.
Oh, that's true. Good point. Good point.
Hey,
you know
the best thing about 25 and a half year olds?
Don't do it. Don't do it.
I get older, they stay the same age.
Yeah. Good times.
I do have a story that I laughed at. Because it's not because it's funny, just because it's crazy. There was a woman in New York. She's in trouble because she attempted murder and burglary. She tried to poison a lookalike, someone that looked just like her, with tainted cheesecake. And then steal her identity or passport and take over her life.
That's really a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They tried poisoning her with a tranquilizer-laced piece of cheesecake. And then she was...
layers to this story.
Yes, yes. If the news cycle wasn't so crazy right now, every 5 seconds with something big, this is the biggest news story of the month. So,
Did they even look alike a little?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They do.
Oh, man, that makes me worried for anybody that thinks they look sort of like me.
It
needs
goes
a new
right
identity.
To you. Amy, you do look like, because I've been watching The Americans, you do look like
Carrie Russell.
Carrie Russell. Like, you look like Felicity Carrie Russell when you were younger, but you look like Carrie Russell now as an adult a bit.
Oh.
I think if there are new listeners, because, for example, we're on in Denver now and they don't know us yet, think of Carrie Russell, that's Amy. Mm-hmm. Think of Doug Funny, that's Lunchbox. Think of, with Eddie, think of Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite, except he's losing his hair a little bit.
All right, I'll take it.
Yeah. For Bobby, think of Dexter.
Okay, with dark rim glasses.
Dexter meets Weezer.
Yeah, Weezer's a good one.
Rivers Cuomo from the lead singer of Weezer meets Dexter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Listen, I can't fight about that.
Like if Weezer, Rivers, and Dexter had a baby, Bobby.
Dab. Okay. You know, I one of my favorite pictures of my house is me and Rivers from Weezer.
Mm-hmm. I took that.
You did take that.
Yeah, shout
and
out.
I was so happy to take. I'm so much bigger than he is.
You mean in size?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not in like fame.
Just terrifying.
Nobody gives a crap who I am. He's a legend. They're going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame one day. But yeah, I'm almost a foot taller than him.
Yeah, he was tiny.
Tinier than I thought. Yeah, but he's like a genius. Like, he went back to college after they were huge. He quit doing Weezer and went back to school just to learn more. And went to Ivy League school, I believe.
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing that.
Are you?
Yeah. Leaving here.
I think our producer, Raymond, who works in the glass room, wants to go back to college. Is that true, Raymond?
Yeah, I want to take a little, some classes. They don't necessarily have to be radio. Maybe they're in finance. Maybe they help me with organization. But I know people that don't even go for master's degrees always will take classes just to touch up a little bit.
Well, you don't need to study radio because you're already in radio.
And I don't even think that would help me because, honestly, the classes I did take in college, they didn't teach me any of the stuff that I deal with now.
you know, I got kicked out of a college for like invited never to speak again because I went and told anyone in radio, get out. Like, don't quit school, study something else.
Well, you were talking to a broadcast type class, right?
Yeah, are you hating on me?
No, I mean, I'm just some people maybe haven't heard this story. And just to be clear, you were invited by a broadcast professor to come speak to the broadcast students. And then you basically were like, eh.
I was like, don't do it.
You take broadcasting.
Yeah. Yeah. And they told me never come back.
Yeah.
And it was at Texas State University. I'm welcome back now. But I just want to be honest with them. I said, hey, you can go intern somewhere and learn this. Like, if you're here to learn, get a degree where you learn something else, because college is worthless for radio. College, I mean, I have a degree. It was worthless. Radio, the radio part was worthless for me.
Yeah.
What'd you study? What was your college, Amy?
Agricultural development.
How's that working out?
It's pretty awesome.
What'd you do out of college with that?
I went and got a sales job. I was political science for my first 3 years. And then I went to my advisor and I was so over it. I did not like my upper level government classes at all. And I just said, I need to get out of college as quickly as possible. She said, boom, ag development. It's got your name all over it.
Look at you now.
Look at me now.
Crushing it in radio. The best female co-host I've ever heard.
Oh my gosh.
Ever. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, okay.
The best co-host I've ever heard. And you didn't even study this thing.
Nope.
I put that in our 5-year message yesterday on Instagram. I said, hey, we're 5 years. Big deal for us. And I just thanked everybody because other than me, nobody on this show has radio experience. And we've been able to just claw our way to whatever this is now. So here we are.
You say 5 years, but my radio career is 12 years.
You and I have been together 12 years, but you've never been on the radio before I found you.
I know. But I mean, am I like the same as I was 12 years ago, or have I evolved as your partner, your co-host?
Well, both. Both. Okay. I think you've gained skills. And you've done your own stuff. You did a show by yourself. You've done podcasts by yourself. I think that, but the key to you is that I try to keep you being as human as possible. You know this.
Yeah.
So I don't want you getting too much into the radio thing. And you have to take care of you first and we'll take care of the rest. So yeah, I think both. Is that a good answer?
Good times. Yeah. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So some people really don't want to wait for their check at the restaurant, and they're just straight up leaving. They're not people that intended on doing a dine and dash. They get impatient, and they feel like they have the right to leave.
Well, I get extremely impatient, too, because on my last bite, I want to be walking out the door. I think it's a cultural problem with the wait staff at restaurants, because as a waiter, I was told, hey, give everybody plenty of time. Give them time to hang, to talk. Most people want to have conversations after dinner. But I think we're in this environment, in this world now where it's go, 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 go. You know, short attention spans.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would propose is that you put a credit card swiper on the table.
Yeah.
That's
and
all.
And some places are doing that. The average wait time for a check is 9 minutes and 57 seconds.
Oh, that's about 8 minutes too long.
Well, some people are saying like, yeah, if I have to wait more than 30 minutes, I'm just going to get up and walk out.
Yeah, I don't think that's it. You can't get up and walk out. But what you should do is just walk over to someone and say, hey, I would like my check. Because that's what I do. Or what I do is when I sit down, I go, hey, can I go ahead and get the check? I'm known to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get the check right now as soon as we're done ordering?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's done.
Sometimes if you're out to eat with Bobby, you're like, okay, yeah, let's just talk for a second. He does. He takes that last bite and then he's like, okay, bill's paid. Let's go.
All the talking can be done from when you sit down to the last bite. Otherwise, I'm out, man. I got to unbutton my pants and go lay down. But yes, I agree with whatever this thing is. What else?
So parents are looking to hire sexperts to give their kids the talk.
I saw this where they want to pay money for people to come in and have uncomfortable conversations with their kids because they don't want to be parents and have uncomfortable conversations with their kids.
Yeah, and people are paying close to $3,000 to have a sexpert come in and handle this talk. Teach the kids about all the birds and the bees and all the things.
That'd be a career I could be a part of. I don't know much.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. Now that I bash it, I go, oh, wow, that's quite lucrative. Be a parent. Have the difficult conversations. If you don't, and if you're absolutely not going to, I can understand having someone do it for you. But man, that seems like a lot of money. It's just better your kid has the talk, though. Otherwise, they're just running blind.
I mean, that's like rolling in dough. It's like, so what do you do for a living? Well, parents hire me.
I talk to kids about sex. That's not what you want your job. to be described as. I'll say this. Nobody ever had a talk with me about sex. That's why I still haven't had it.
Well,
okay.
Well, and until you were 20 or how old did you think babies came out of the belly button?
No, Amy, relax a second. I thought babies came out of the belly button until I was probably 13.
Okay, 13.
But I was a virgin until I was 21. Let's get the two. Listen, I'm not proud of either one of them so much, but let's make sure.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah. I'm not a sexpert. I think to be an expert in anything, you must have done it at least 50 times. Yeah, I'm not there.
Okay, so heads up, This Is Us slow cooker decals are hitting the market, so you can put one on your car or you might see them. I'm not giving anything away. I confirmed with multiple people, if you haven't seen the final episode of This Is Us or the season of how he died and whatnot, but it has to do with slow cookers and people are just want to remind you to unplug. Oh. So the decal on the car says...
I haven't seen it, and I know that's happened. There are two things, and I don't want to spoil The Walking Dead for anyone, but when something is so big, if it's culturally a big deal when a show comes on, it's not the internet's job to hide it from you. And I saw that he died because of a crock pot or whatever, and I also saw that Carl died in The Walking Dead because it's all... Amy, it's all over everything. You can't not see it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But I still haven't seen the episode either. But you knew he was going to die from last season.
Okay, yeah. I know.
But
I'm just
kidding. But it's so all over the internet that even I'm comfortable with saying that out loud.
Yeah.
So I didn't know those decals were out there.
Yeah, it's Jack's face, and then it says, don't forget to unplug me.
I think they just want to make money more than raise awareness for crock pots. Think about it. There are a lot of things to be aware of, and... being aware of crock pots is like 8,700th on the list.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't forget to take your lint out of the dryer. I'm only going to do those.
Yeah.
That starts fires.
Isn't that one of Keith Urban's biggest pet peeves is not unloading or cleaning the lint out every single load?
You know, I haven't done laundry with Keith in a long time.
I have no idea how I know that.
Yeah. What else?
Okay. So Oprah is out promoting her movie. Doesn't come out this weekend, but next weekend called...
A Wrinkle in Time. Yeah. It's massive. Mm-hmm. It's a book, right? Like a massive book?
Reese Witherspoon's in it. So anyway, they're all being asked questions about life as a star. And someone asked them like what they do that's like normal people. And Oprah said she's recently started paying some of her own bills, but she still doesn't answer her own phone. So you're never going to be able to call Oprah, but I really can't imagine her paying any of her bills. But she also said she goes to Starbucks and orders her own coffee. And she recently went through the drive-thru and they're like, you know, what's your name? And she was like, Oprah. And they're like, how do you spell that?
I think that's fair because they don't think it's Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah,
and secondly, I would just like to say this. Being someone myself that is moderately regionally known, it's not quite famous, but moderately known in regional areas of America. I would love to not have to answer my phone. And I don't. I don't answer my own phone. Now, no one else does either. But I just don't answer my phone. My phone is not a phone to me. It's a tiny computer that sometimes I might talk on. So I get it, Oprah. Mm-hmm. Let's misspell my name too. B-O-B-B-I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway,
it's tough being moderately regionally known in certain pockets of America.
Yeah, stars are just like us.
Yeah, they're just... All right, thank you.
I'm Amy. That's my pile. The Bobby Bones
Show. Let's go. We sit around a big table. So I sit here behind what's the pilot's board. Amy's to my left. Lunchbox is to my right. And in the middle of them is Morgan number two, who does all of our social media, our website, as the show goes along. She's on Twitter. And she has this weird throat thing where when she talks, it's like this. And it's been your whole life, right?
Yeah, I've had it like as far as I can remember.
Have you been to the doctor to get it diagnosed?
Yeah, and there's been a few different things they've suggested, but nothing ever really came of any of it.
One of the listeners sent in a note and says that they think you have a thyroid problem.
I got one of those mentions too, and I've looked into that one. And
why don't you go to the doctor?
Like, I went to my practitioner, and he was like, you don't have a thyroid problem. You just like... as of right now, you have no other symptoms that are
something's
helping
up,
us figure
though,
it out.
Because when you talk, you have to clear your throat every single time.
Yes.
Lunchbox, what would you diagnose it as?
I would say that's tuberculosis because I had that problem for a few years. And I went to the doctor and once I got cleared, took my pills for 9 months, I don't have that problem anymore.
9 months?
Yes, yeah. I had to take a pill every single day.
No alcohol.
No alcohol. So What if you go to a different doctor, just for once?
Like a specialist. You can't go to like a family doctor that checks your temperature.
Your cousin Jimmy in Kansas can't do everything yeah. for you.
You have to go to like a specialist.
Okay, Lunchbox, if you give me your tuberculosis specialist.
Well, I went to the disease center.
Yeah, I don't know that it's... I mean, what if she went to like an ear, nose, and throat?
I think you just need to go to a doctor.
Okay.
And if it's... If you need me to pay the bill, I'll pay the bill. I think you need to get it checked out, though.
Okay, I can do that.
Because it's something serious.
So I like to talk to her more on the air sometimes, Amy. Mm-hmm. And you want to hear her, she did a really good job on the air. But sometimes I'd be like, hey, Morgan, she'll be yes.
No, I mean, I sit right next to her. She's great. Morgan, you're great at everything that you do. But sometimes she even makes me want to clear my throat.
Okay.
It is. It's like one of those things where I'm like,
It's like when somebody has like a piece of fuzz in their face, you also want to knock yours off. Okay, so we're going to get you to something. Okay, Morgan, number two?
Yeah. We're going to get, you're going to get help.
By the way, it's out of caring and kindness of our hearts.
I know. Love you. I should, and it would make me feel better because I hate it myself. I just, like, it's annoying more than anything.
It's because we care and we're grossed out.
Okay, fair enough.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Amy, what's happening this weekend?
Well, I'm excited because I'm getting my hair did.
Do you still get to have 3-hour hair appointments since you have kids?
It does take a while, and that is a good question. This is me, my first time where my husband's busy, and I actually have to get a sitter so I can go get my hair done.
Is that because on Monday, we're going to talk about how Amy is, we don't want to say who, is hiring someone from the show to watch her kids. It could be me. You never know. But is that who's watching your kids then?
Yeah. So that I can go. So I can go get my hair done. Ooh. Have to bring in some side help. And
that's a lot. Because your kids are a lot.
I know. I'm a little worried about that. But also, there's going to be a time limit. So, yeah, to answer your question, I guess we just get done, we get done. If I have to leave with wet hair, I leave with wet hair. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, what about you?
I'm in Las Vegas right now. I do a little taping here tonight. And then I go to Los Angeles tomorrow, and I tape. And then I think I'm done with Idol, taping-wise, for good, after tomorrow, I think, unless they just go, wow, this guy is so good.
Yeah.
We just got to have him. No, that's not going to happen. But I don't know. I mean, that's what I'm going to do. And then I fly back. I haven't been home in a week, so I'm anxious to get back. I'm home. Well, I just like working with you guys. Listen, Vegas and Denver have been awesome to work from, but I miss you guys.
You'd rather see us? That's sweet.
Heck yeah, man. I would. All of you. So I'm going to work tonight, and then I'm going to Los Angeles to tape tomorrow. Other than that, back home, ready to see my dog.
I know. That's
he's not doing well.
So,
yeah. No, that's true. I check in on my dog all the time.
Like on FaceTime?
Just call him. He's got his own. He has his paw on it. He's like, hello. Yeah. So, thank you everybody for listening. Appreciate that. And I hope you have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday. My Instagram is Mr. Bobby Bones, MR Bobby Bones. Amy's at Radio Amy. And other than that, we'll see you. You like that?
Yeah, I know. This is kind of new. You throwing out our Instagram handles.
Yeah, there you go. Our handles. All right.
Is that not cool?
I don't know. I feel like you're going to walk into CB. She's okay. We'll see you Monday. Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.